USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The federal mask mandate on airplanes and other forms of public transportation will remain in effect until January of next year. This as the White House is expected to back plans for COVID vaccine booster shots for most Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying boosters have always been part of their contingency plan.
Part of our operational focus was ensuring we had enough supply to provide booster shots should that be a decision made by the FDA. So that has been in our planning processes for months now.
California is getting extra help from the feds to fight wildfires. The state securing two fire management assistant grants from federal emergency managers to help suppress the Monument Fire burning in Trinity County and the Dixie Fire in Lassen County. Combined, the fires have burned more than 720,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Pentagon reports they're stepping up evacuations from Afghanistan.
The U.S. military has received assurances from the Taliban that they will not interfere with operations at the Kabul airport. Major General Hank Taylor, who is a senior official with the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff, said they're picking up the pace of the airlift.
We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
On the first day of the airlift, there was a breakdown of security as hundreds of Afghans tried to climb on a C-17 transport plane as it took off from Kabul. Video from the scene showed two people falling from the plane to their death, while another was later found dead in a wheel well. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
In a public service announcement, Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre is calling on parents not to let their children until the age of 14 play tackle football. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As school begins across the country, one school is already feeling the effects of COVID-19.
Thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. The outbreak there coming as the state of Florida continues to see an uptick in reported cases, averaging more than 21,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Walmart will pay for full college tuition and book costs at some schools for its U.S. workers. This is the latest effort by the largest private employer in the country to sweeten its benefits as it seeks to attract and retain talent in a tight job market. The program includes 10 academic partners ranging from the University of Arizona to Southern New Hampshire University. Participants must remain part-time or full-time employees at Walmart to be eligible. The company saying Tuesday they will also drop a previous $1 a day fee paid by Walmart and Sam's Club workers who want to earn a degree and begin covering costs of their books. More news always can be found online by going to usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.